Welcome to The Shift Series 2. I am Kemi Nekvapil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, author, and certified Dare to Lead facilitator. As a coach, it is my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are now to where they want to be. It is my privilege to create a space for you to dig into your internal resources as you focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Let's begin. Many people talk about wanting motivation, but motivation comes and goes. And although it is definitely an ingredient to living, creating, and loving, motivation ebbs and flows. We can never be consistently and constantly motivated. Personally, I'm not sure that motivation is what we should be pursuing. I believe that momentum has a better way of getting us to follow through with what we want to achieve. Today's shift is for momentum. I am an endurance athlete. This means that I dedicate 6 days a week to training, and many days through the year I hurt for fun. Yes, I choose to hurt for pleasure. I enjoy running marathon distances, 42 kilometres and beyond, my sweet spot being 50 kilometre races, and my longest race to date has been the Neverest Challenge. Neverest involves 28 laps of a 3.7 kilometre course, covering a distance of 104 kilometres, and an elevation gain of 7,448 metres, which you have to complete in 29 hours. The event itself raises funds for the Australian Himalayan Foundation, and that distance and elevation mimics the elevation gain from Kathmandu to Everest summit. In April 2019, 40 people entered the event and only 2 people finished. I was one of them and the only woman. It was an unexpected outcome and one I am proud of, and my main focus was fuel and momentum. Fueling my body so that I could do what I needed to do, but also keeping consistent momentum. Even when we love something, it doesn't mean that we don't need a strategy to get us from where we are to where we want to go. Now, I have a friend called Jackie who I love to do training runs with. When training for marathon distances or further, we love doing a circuit here in Melbourne called the Capital City Trail. It is a great way to see the city and is roughly 33 kilometres in distance. There is a particular part of the course that is extremely industrial, not my favourite part of the course at all. I feel my energy leaks out of my legs and I'm embodying the concrete that surrounds us. I get incredibly slow when we get to this section, and this is when a strategy for momentum needs to kick in. In my head, I'll say, just to the next lamppost. And then I get to that lamppost, and then it's just to the next lamppost. It is how I mentally keep moving, putting little goals in place. Does it help me enjoy this section more? Not at all. Does it keep me moving? 100%. When Jackie and I are running together in our favourite races, which are in the form of trail running events, out in the forest or in the bush, we use this strategy together. When we are running, one or both of us will be getting tired, so we will automatically start saying, just to the next tree, and then we get to that tree, and then we say, just to the next tree. There are so many trees in a forest, so as long as we move from tree to tree, we are always moving. And sometimes Jackie will be a little bit cheeky, and when we get to the tree that we stated, she will say, just a few steps more. Sometimes we find ourselves running past the tree that we stated because we have momentum, so we just keep going. If we were trying to use motivation to keep going, we would not finish most of the races we enter. Although Jackie and I both love food and we like to fantasize about the meal that we will eat at the finish line, this form of motivation is not enough. To get to the finish line, we need momentum. The race I mentioned earlier, Neverest, was about me continually putting one foot in front of the other. It was a looped race. I was running the same 3.7 kilometre loop 28 times, and I knew exactly where each tree was and where each boulder was. At 70 kilometres, I could no longer feel my lower body. because I had been on my feet for roughly 20 hours and had climbed the equivalent of 5,000 metres in elevation. Motivation was not what kept me going. Running from tree to tree, boulder to boulder, kept me going. I didn't win because I was motivated to win. I won because I had continuous momentum. And now it is over to you. In every episode, there is always a section where you, the listener, commits to action. Action that is relevant to your situation and your mental, emotional, and physical resources. Think of a situation in your life where you could strategize your momentum. Where are you waiting for motivation to reveal itself and therefore staying exactly where you are? What is the impact of you waiting on the projects that are important to you? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what one action are you hoping to do, going to try to do, or might do if you have the time? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Annie Lennox, things have a momentum, and at a certain point, you can't really tell whether you have created the momentum or it's creating you. Please note that as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the opportunity to see your situation differently, a chance to reflect, to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me to know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work or to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckvipil.com. That's kemineckvipil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.